It is now 7 o'clock. We will call to order this meeting of the Village of River Forest Sustainability Commission. Co-Chair Charette. Co-Chair Lennon.
Here.
Commissioner Haley.
Here.
Commissioner Cadlick.
Here.
Commissioner Avalos.
Here.
Commissioner Hoyt. Student Commissioner Steerwalt.
Here.
We have four voting members present. We do have a quorum. First item of business is public comment. I have not received any prior notice, and there is no one in the audience or on the Zoom. So we will move along to adoption of the July 8th meeting minutes. Did anybody have any typos, corrections, anything to note for me with these draft meeting minutes? All right. With that, could we get a motion to adopt the minutes?
Motion to adopt minutes.
Get a second?
Second. Right.
Co-Chair Lennon?
Yes.
Commissioner Haley?
Yes.
Commissioner Cadlick?
Yes.
Commissioner Avalos?
Yes.
All right, minutes are adopted. Moving on to commissioner updates. If anyone has anything, feel free to kick it off.
Just a short announcement. I did have a heat pump hot water heater put into my house a couple of weeks ago, so you can get it done. So far it's doing what it's supposed to do, which is heat hot water, and it's really not noisy. I mean, you hear all those types of things. It's really not even as noisy as the furnace itself when it runs, and it doesn't run all the time. So far so good.
Nice.
I guess I'll go. Before it gets too cold, I've been riding my bike a lot places. And despite what they say, and protected bike lanes are better, but there's bike lanes out there that are still pretty safe, and I feel safe on. So get out there and ride bikes. But also, I recently attended this, 2 weekends ago, I think, local conference of youth in Miami, and I came across another person from New York who I met stated that she helped enter into, there's apparently a Paris climate agreement for cities that you can adopt, like within the US. I need to look more into it and how it would like work, but I think it would be something cool to explore.
Is it kind of like a pledge or like a signed agreement?
Yeah, it looks and sounds like a pledge.
Okay.
Ooh.
I will note, Co-Chair Charette is now on the Zoom. She won't be voting and officially participating remotely, but she's still on for the call. And then Commissioner Hoyt is here as well. We were just doing commissioner updates, so we had no public comment, and meeting minutes were adopted. So go for it. All right. Yes.
So
make sure it's on.
Hi. I don't want to take up too much of the meeting with stuff because I know you want to settle some outstanding issues, but I did want to introduce some items onto the agenda based on things that have occurred in the last month. One of which I think the most promising, I didn't get a chance to bring up with Seth independently, but I had a chance to, on the occasion of the West Cook Wild Ones garden tour, to make the acquaintance of a landscape designer with Macadam Landscapers. And this was very interesting because this individual, Sarah Johnson, is going to be stepping into the position of head landscape designer at Macadam. There is apparently a retirement that is going to take place, and Sarah is next in line to step up. And she's a great advocate of natural/native landscaping. And so I think she will be a great connection for the commission and for River Forest at a prominent locally owned company. Sort of at the same time as there's a change in personnel and in landscape design at McAdam, apparently McAdam Senior, you can remind me of his name, I forget, Scott, I think. Scott. Yeah, Scott will be stepping down, and his son, whose name escapes me, is going to be filling his shoes. And Sarah informs me that the son is younger, quite open to new ideas about how to maybe make natural landscaping more profitable, make it a business option. So I told Sarah at the time that I would bring this up at the commission and that I would throw it out to you all to think about ways that we could collaborate, because I know that she and her has a partner on her team that will be leading the landscape design section there. They're eager to sort of find ways that we could sort of collaborate on everything from perhaps just marketing to some kind of incentives that the village might be able to offer either to McAdam or to potential customers, suggestions as to how a menu of landscaping options might be put together that could be both sustainable and financially feasible for McAdam. So I thought I'd put that out there and just ask you guys if you had any thoughts. I guess maybe immediately that's too much to ask, but in the next little while, I think it's a great opportunity to begin a discussion on that issue. So that's the first thing I wanted to throw out there. the other item was, I guess, following on that, again, asking Seth and the other commissioners if we might be able to come up with a list of property, real estate parcels, both owned by the village and perhaps privately owned, that might be good demonstration projects or first attempts to begin to make landscaping more sustainable in River Forest, in addition to claiming that it is. So I know email discussion with Seth last month, I had a brainstorm and I suggested or asked that perhaps we could think about as one large way to kick this off, looking at a plot like the grounds covering the water reservoirs at the pump station, which is basically a big kind of, you know, almost like a Native American effigy mound. It's a raised sort of space. It's covered with grass. And I thought this could be a wonderful place to think about implementing some kind of natural garden. Or native garden on along the lines of, you know, any kind of rooftop garden that you might see downtown. I know there's infrastructure underneath it, but you know, these are technical details we could talk about, and I think that would really be a magnificent statement if it could be pulled off. So that's another thing I thought I'd throw out there for discussion. And then the third, which is timely given that it's coming into fall, is I thought, and this would be a low-hanging fruit, something I think would be easy to implement, would be to see what we could do to make River Forest at least nominally bird-friendly. And as seasonal migration is coming up, I know that many municipalities across the country have implemented at least in spirit and again nominally a bird aware bird friendly program that entails things like managing lights, turning lights off at the between certain hours, Dusk and Dawn, and all sorts of other things. But that happens to be something that I'm involved with outside of the commission, so I'd be happy to sort of help shepherd that along. Anyway, those were the three things that I wanted to share with the commission. I know I had another crazy idea, but I'm going to let that slide.
Is that the water one, David?
The water quality measurement on the Des Plaines River. Yeah, we'll save that for
another day.
And for that one, I actually brought it up with our public works director.
Okay.
And he mentioned our participation at NPDES, National Pollutant Discharge. I don't know all what the full acronym is, but there's something, and we're currently working on it, but it would fit right in with that.
Maybe you could share that with me and sort of.
Got it. Yeah. I don't know all the technical details. I just know it's, he was like, oh, that's,
we're already
this,
doing that.
And then all the rest was over.
Okay. Maybe on a sort of back burner basis, I could sort of follow up with you on that.
Yeah.
I think down the road, that would be really interesting to have some kind of like dashboard on water quality. Thank you.
Yep.
Seth, can I take a moment and comment on that? Or do you just want to keep going?
Yeah, go for it.
So we talked about this at our Gary, Seth, and I have a pre-agenda meeting where we just sort of talk about what's going to go on the agenda and everything. And so we thought, you know, maybe given that you've got these three ideas jumping around, we could, and this could be up to you, the order, but we'll put one on each of the one on the agenda for each of the next three meetings. We thought maybe the bird could go first, since that does seem to be the lowest hanging fruit. But you know, that can be up to you and take it up.
Yeah. However you guys do it, I'm not sure, to manage the workflow, I guess, or the flow of.
And then Gary had a good idea about your McAdams idea, is that maybe we could fold this into our plan to have landscapers who have agreed, you know, voluntarily agreed to convert to electric powered leaf blowers earlier. And maybe this is another, you know, that could be added into it. Say, you know, hey, if you're willing to offer these native gardening services, we will feature you on our website so that villagers can find you. So maybe that's something that could be included in the information that we sent out to them, and we could just sort of package that together and maybe over time build on that.
Yeah, no, that's a great idea. Kind of wrapping it in with that. I hadn't thought of that.
Yeah.
One question I do have is that some communication with McAdam will be required. How would you like to proceed with that? Should I let Sarah Johnson know that I'd bring this up at this meeting?
I mean, you can just keep talking to her. I mean, we all.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would say you're absolutely welcome to continue that communication.
Okay.
I know.
I mean,
I talk to Mark Kelly, probably. Kelsey by every week.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
David, I think the other thing I would just say is, say you brought it up, you have the full support of the Sustainability Commission, and we'll just have to, you know, proceed and
that's kind of what I was wondering. Yeah. Can I sort of speak with that assurance?
Yeah. And if there's ever
in general terms,
sort of officially to the village, you can refer to me, but yeah, you're
okay.
For both these questions,
you can tell her the idea about, you know, packaging it, that we're hoping to highlight and feature landscaping companies that are agreeing ahead of the 4-year schedule to convert fully to electric, waiving the fee, and we would love to incorporate something in that, you know. But I think we just have to work out what that means over time. But you know, that's just sort of an idea of how that could proceed.
Yeah, and it's really the question I have on both of them is, what does it mean? I mean, it's like a title of a book kind of thing, but what does it mean? So bringing it to the commission here, but what do we need to do? So is there something within the zoning of the city that prohibits it or what? So when you say natural landscaping, what does that mean? And what is it that they're looking for, and what is it they need help from the village in order to do that? Because if it's just, hey, I got this great business idea, just go do it. You don't, you know, other than the fact that we would applaud it and give accolades to it, that kind of stuff.
Well, I think we could also link together, because as she's pointed out, I think there's a lot of village residents who are interested in this and don't really know how to proceed. And so I think
that's what I'm saying, right? What is it they're proposing, want to propose to the residents, and those kinds of things. So a little bit better definition on both of them. Same thing on bird friendly. So what is that? What would we ask people to do?
So the Illinois Audubon Society actually has a Bird City, Illinois designation, and they list off a bunch of things that they recommend communities.
And that's, what it is. It's not just bird friendly. It's actually, we're going for a designation, and here's what it is. All right. So then you got something tangible. You can say, okay, you can work towards that and tick the boxes and say, yeah, we've done it or not.
Yeah. I mean, there are different, designations, but that certainly is one of them. And it's going to, you know, I mean, what could we do? If you want to talk about that, I can talk for another half hour, but there's all sorts of concrete things we could do. I think it would be an interesting discussion to start with, you know, village properties and how the say the lights are managed throughout. Yeah.
Absolutely.
I mean, when are they turned off? You know, I don't know how much control we have over the park district. Would we want to talk to the park district? They have a light, you know, use a lot of lights in the evening, in the fall, in the spring. It also wraps in with the natural landscaping idea in that, you know, for migrating birds, these kind of ground covers are useful habitat as they pass through the area. So, developing, there's a whole set of things that could be done on a municipal level, and then I think encouraged on a private level. And if you'd like, I can bring something like that to you.
Last. I think that's what we'll need, because you want to have something tangible that you can say, okay, we're going to hear step 1, 2, 3, 4 or whatever. And so you can tick the boxes and say, yeah, we can do that. Or we're going to have to do something else before we get there.
David, I'd be happy to work with you on this between now and the next meeting. And then maybe at the next meeting, it'll be on the agenda and we can report what we've, you know, sort of what we've found.
Okay.
Very good ideas.
I think that would just speed it up a little bit instead of, you know, working it out in real time during the meeting. So let's just get as far as we can. And then we'll bring our findings to the committee next.
Yeah, and then as far as the McAdam idea, you know, just it's a conversation that we could begin, as you're saying, and with Susan, I think I had I proposed everything from myself acting as a pro bono consultant for homeowners. And then working with McAdam or any other kind of willing landscaper to come up with a menu and sort of prices that they would charge to make a conversion from conventional turf to sustainable landscaping. Because I think that's all we need to do. We need to figure out
a great place to start. But then, you know, you always want to scale things up. When, you know, that's like sort of a template. And then once you have it down, and you know, how can we scale this up? And you know, of course, we would want to offer it to other landscapers as well. So, you know, maybe this could be a pilot program, and they were hoping we'll reach out, and hopefully other landscapers would want to participate.
I will say, and then I'll turn the mic over. But Sarah was emphasizing that there's more demand than they can meet for this, and that she, as the designer at McAdam, is asked to do these kinds of, you know, smaller projects or projects of various sizes. How can I get started with native plantings? I want to do this. And they don't have the capacity. And I think there hasn't been a lot of imagination applied to how this could actually be made to work. And I don't know if I have the key right now, but I think that it's an opportunity for us to sort of come up with something, because I think the market is moving in that direction. So.
Is there a native plant section in the presentation from UIC?
I would need to look into it. There might be a few things sort of related to that. Mm-hmm. So I think that's probably a discussion for the coming months, is to sort of open that back up. Connect it to this. And I think a lot of what David's saying is, you know, I know I'm going to need to be doing a lot of outreach to the landscapers with the leaf blower ordinance that just passed. But maybe this is a sort of additional way to engage with them of, you know, we're looking to promote those committing to using all electric year round, but also if you're interested in this, the commission would also be interested in sort of promoting or at least helping link residents to landscapers who offer these sorts of options as well.
I will say, before I did my own lawn, I made a conversion from a conventional turf to mostly prairie landscape. I did look at the ordinance. I get the impression it's about 20 some years old, at least as it pertains to weeds and what have you. But there is the standard weed ordinance, which is that, you know, nothing can be allowed to grow more than 8 inches tall, with the exception being made for something that qualifies as natural landscaping.
Right.
That's not really specified, but it's enough. I haven't gotten a fine. Maybe that's
part of this whole conversation, is that we take a look at the code and make sure that it goes a little beyond that and encourages people to plant native as long as they're well tended and, you know, et cetera, et cetera.
But to your point, within the quotes, what does that mean, native landscaping? Because it's, you know, when you set the date, because if you're going to go back to pre-Columbus, then 90% of the stuff we have here has to go. so what do we mean by that? And so all that has to be in that. And so all those kind of starting points. So then when you're talking to people, this is what we're talking about. And we've got some examples. You can take people around and show them, or they can bike by it or whatever and look at it. But I think probably all happy to support it, but it just begins to say, okay, what is it? And get that starting point down.
Yeah, it was one thought I had, you know, hearing this is, kind of along the lines of what you're saying, Gary, is to like define what native landscaping or a native garden could look like in river forest. And then I think, you know, one idea that could be interesting is maybe working with McAdam or the other landscape companies in the area, then develop some sort of kind of, you know, baseline for what would, you know, qualify, as a native garden or sustainable landscape project. And then, if it would be possible to like register those projects, like with the village, to kind of create like a registry of spaces that, have native gardens or support, you know, native landscaping. And then that would be helpful for kind of quantifying like the impact of these spaces in the village and for, you know, certifications or things that the village is kind of trying to work towards. You could say, you know, we have this however many, you know, land mass of, native gardens, and you could kind of better quantify the impact. And then maybe in the future, if there could be things like, you know, a tour of these spaces and everything, I feel like that could be something maybe further down the line and conversations with the landscape companies to develop something, you know, that kind of establishes a baseline. Or the other idea was I had along these lines was, you know, the village could provide like a sign or something that people could put in their yard that, you know, this meets the baseline of what we have on our website as a native space. I guess I was just kind of thinking about that, but maybe something to consider for the future as we continue to talk about this.
In one area we talked about, I don't know if we ever got anything done this year, Seth, right? The bioswells and that was something we had talked about.
Yeah, and I know we hired a different contractor to manage that. I need to follow up with our staff. And I think one of the initial problems was it's sort of those turned into a bigger issue than we initially thought, in that they weren't sort of designed how they were supposed to. They weren't accepting water from the street how it was initially supposed to and intended to. So I know that's something we discussed. I need to follow up and see. Along this same conversation line, touch base with our superintendent and see what's sort of the update there.
And I have to kind of chime into the sign idea. When we first, I don't know if it was when we first moved in, but they had those signs, "We don't use pesticides" on our lawn.
Yeah.
And we loved, like, my kids were like, "Oh, they don't use pesticides." And it was like such a great, you know, showcase. And, you know, we would just drive around and you can see like there's more birds on that lawn. So it was really great. Yeah, exactly. So I agree. I think the signage piece, you know, those little plastic yard signs, which are probably horrible for the environment, but they do make a point. And I think it's motivation for the neighbors to, you know, hop on the bandwagon.
Susan, was those signs, was that something that had originated with the Sustainability Commission? I remember there was some sort of healthy lawn pledge prior to when I started.
There's a whole bunch of designations. There's a healthy lawn pledge, and then there's a West Coast Wild ones. There's a community wildlife,